words of my mouth, may the meditations, may the thoughts of all of our hearts, all of our minds be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. All right, so I brought a gift with me. We're talking about God's gifts. I want to pull this out. The gift I brought today, my kids have seen this in the office for 2 weeks, been excited, is a pinata. Now, the thing I love about pinatas is that they are loaded with gifts. So sometimes maybe you have toys, trinkets. My favorite thing, candy, right? So this one's got candy in it. I love pinatas, loaded with gifts. Today we're talking about God's promises, and I want you to think of God's promises like a pinata. God's promises are loaded with gifts. Now, in our Old Testament reading, God gave a promise to Abraham. And the question is, what are the gifts in that promise? There are several. We're going to look at four. First gift is that God is going to give Abraham and Sarah a son, right? A family. Now, this is a huge gift because do they have children yet? No children. They're really old. And so the promise, the gift of a son, that's a big gift. Second gift, God is going to make Abraham's family so big it will be a nation, its own country. So not only will God give Abraham and Sarah a son, but through that son, grandchildren and great-grandchildren, so many descendants that outnumber the stars in the sky, the grains of sand on the seashore. Third gift that comes in this promise, God's going to give Abraham the land of Canaan. Now, if you guys can visualize a map for me, is this a very big strip of land? No, it is teeny tiny. It would fit several times inside the state of Nebraska itself. So there's not much to this land. You might look at it and say, why is that important? Well, it's important because it's the most sought-after piece of real estate in world history because it's right on the Mediterranean Sea, so you have the trade ports, you have all the trade routes going through it, north and south, east and west. Everyone wants this land. Here God says, Abraham, I'm going to give you this land. So that's a big gift. And then the fourth gift, God is blessing Abraham and his family so that they might be a blessing to the whole world, to all nations. That through Abraham's descendants, one of his descendants in particular, the whole world will be blessed. So this is a big promise. This is a big pinata loaded with gifts. The question becomes, how is Abraham going to get to the gifts in the promise? Anyone know how many years it's going to be from the time God makes this promise until Isaac is born? That's the son. 25 years. Now, during those 25 years, Abraham and Sarah get a little anxious. And they begin to doubt God's promise. They begin to wonder, is he going to break open that promise, that pinata? Is he ever going to give us the gifts? And so they decide they're going to start taking swings at the pinata on their own. They're going to try to get to the gifts on their own terms. So Sarah comes to Abraham, and she says, you know what, I'm too old to give you children, but my servant Hagar, she's young, she's beautiful. Take her, she can give you a son, then you'll have descendants, right? Then you can become a great nation. And Abraham looks at his wife, looks at Hagar, says, this is a pretty good idea. Takes her to the tent. 9 months later, there's a son. His name is Ishmael. Now, Abraham here took a swing at that pinata. If you know the story, we know it's a huge what? It's a big miss, a big whiffer, right? Right there. He swings and he misses because this is not God's promise to Abraham. God promised Abraham a son through his wife Sarah, not someone else. So now Abraham and Sarah, they have to keep waiting. And it's hard because they can see the pinata. They see the promise. They know the gifts inside. They desperately want to get to these gifts. But no matter what they do, no matter how hard they try, they can't earn it. They're going to keep swinging and what? Missing. So instead they have to wait in faith. They have to wait in faith and trust that God will break open the promises and deliver the gifts. Now our epistle reading from Romans, who wrote that? The Apostle Paul. Now, Paul is well-versed in swinging at that pinata. Paul grew up as a Pharisee, right? And the Pharisees taught that if you wanted to be an heir of the promises, if you wanted to get to the gifts inside, you had to keep swinging. You had to earn it by keeping the law, keeping the commandments, doing good work. So Paul, throughout his life, kept swinging and swinging, right? But no matter how hard he swung, no matter how many times he swung, he'd always miss. You know why? Paul was blindfolded. He didn't realize it. But think about, you guys ever done a pinata?
Yeah.
And you have those, like, if you go to Mexico, have you ever seen a pinata pole in Mexico? Like, every playground has a pinata pole. And they go really tall. And you can get that thing so there's no possibility that you're ever going to hit it. So imagine for me, someone blindfolded and somebody's decided to put the pinata 20 feet in the air. You're not going to come close to hitting it ever. That's where Paul is, because he's blinded by his sin. He's blinded by his sin. His sin makes it so he can't do enough good works. He can't keep God's law perfectly. So he's going to keep swinging and swinging, but he's always going to miss. But then one day, Paul's on his way to Damascus. Now, what's he doing? He's persecuting the church, right? He's arresting Christians. He's having them put to death. And while he's on his way to Damascus, suddenly the risen Jesus appears in this bright flashing light. And Paul falls to his knees. And Jesus says, Paul, you've been persecuting my church, but now you're going to build it. You're going to share the good news. And when Jesus leaves, Paul's now literally blind, right? He can't see. And 3 days later, he meets a man named Ananias. Ananias is a follower of Jesus. And Ananias baptizes Paul. And suddenly Paul can see, not just with his eyes, but now with his heart, because now he has faith. And through faith now, Paul's an heir of the promises. All of a sudden for Paul, that pinata is broken open, and the promises, the gifts, are his. So he writes our reading from Romans to tell us that you and I, we can never break open the pinata on our own. Every time we swing, we'll miss. We can't earn the gifts through our works. Instead, like Abraham and Sarah, like Paul, God's gifts become ours through the gift of faith, right? Faith through the Holy Spirit, who leads us to believe in and trust in Jesus, to trust that God will give us the gifts and the promise. Now, I want to talk about faith. Faith has an object. And what I mean by that is that faith leads us to believe in or trust in something or someone. So who or what is the object of our faith? Jesus, right? Jesus is the object of our faith. Jesus is that descendant of Abraham through whom all the world would be blessed. We had our words from John 3:16. I want you to say them with me because we all know these, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Jesus is God's promise to his people. Jesus is the pinata that contains all of God's gifts. And like a pinata, Jesus came to be broken open for you. So Jesus was arrested. He was dragged before the high priest, a bunch of Pharisees, and one of them took a stick and they beat Jesus on the face. Said, "Prophesy, O Christ, who hit you?" Then Jesus is taken before Pontius Pilate, right? And Pilate sends Jesus to the soldiers who take whips and they beat Jesus again and again and again. I know this is getting quite violent. And then Jesus is taken to the top of a hill where Jesus is laid on a cross and the hammers strike the nails through his wrists and through his feet. And on the cross, Jesus is broken open for you. And all of God's gifts become yours. They come flowing out. God's gift of love. God's gift of hope. God's gift of healing. God's gift of forgiveness. God's gift of life, all flowing out for you. And now God's gifts are yours, not because you earned them, not because you swung the pinata and broke it open, but because God broke his son for you. Today you share the same faith as Abraham, and through that faith, those gifts are yours. I need Cannon. Come up here. Come up here. Faith is like a bag placed in your hands. Hold that, please. That as the gifts come flowing out, faith catches the gifts and holds them for you and makes them yours. So today, as God's word is preached, as you're hearing it read and proclaimed, God is pouring his gifts out, and faith is catching it for you, giving you forgiveness, life, teaching, correction. Anytime someone is baptized at the font, first you're given the bag, right? You receive faith through baptism, and then all the gifts are flowing through. You become a child of God. You receive his gifts and promises. You receive life. And today, what do we have today? Communion. You're going to come forward at this altar, and you are going to receive the body and blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. Today, God's gifts are yours. So hold open your bag of faith and receive his gifts. Amen. I'm going to now...